If you're a mom in America today, we hear a lot about you because, well, you're the ones that are going to power the vote in November of 2024. Suburban moms, we hear a lot about, of course, being the key to Joe Biden winning the White House again, or the key to Donald Trump getting the keys back to the Oval Office. I guess we'll find out. Allie Legg is the director of civic engagement, Moms for America, the vice president of the Florida State chapter for Veterans for Trump as well. Veterans for America First, prior school board candidate in 2022, founder of Moms for Freedom, Army veteran, wife, homeschool mom of five. Yikes. And she also survived some terrible abuse when she was younger. Allie, nice to have you here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're somebody who's been down the road and around the block and come out with a smile on your face, so congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. I couldn't do any of this without my faith in Jesus, so.
I appreciate that. So tell us, you know, you're out there, you talk to other moms and other people in your community and so forth. What are you hearing from moms when it comes to Joe Biden, the open border, Bidenomics, the crisis at Columbia, whatever it may be that people are interested in? What are you hearing back from moms?
Moms are extremely frustrated. One, we're frustrated with what's going on in our schools. We have porn, literary porn going on, allowed in our school districts, which is quite alarming to our parents. We're also seeing this gender transition cult that's happening within our culture, which is terrifying to our moms because they kind of really don't know how to combat these things, but that's why Moms for America is around. We have a lot of pamphlets and educational information for moms that are concerned about that. They're also very concerned about the border. I mean, when you have an open border, but we're sending billions of dollars to other countries to protect their border, while we have terrorists that are just allowed to just walk right on in our front door, our back door, our side door. Every single state now is a border state. And what happened to Lake and Riley is just, it's terrifying. I think most parents agree with that. It's very scary. And the tyrant that currently occupies our White House has blood on his hands. And so does Mayorkas. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Our parents are just terrified. It really is. Well, they can't wait.
It's a dangerous time in America. And they try to tell us, you know, many police departments and the FBI stopped counting crimes. They stopped measuring. Oh, look, crime is down. No, it's not. You stopped measuring. It's like saying, oh, it stopped snowing when you took the measuring stick out of the ground. Oh, look, it stopped snowing. It's not piling up anymore. Crime is piling up in America. Safety
right.
is a big concern, isn't it?
Absolutely. That and inflation. I mean, our moms are spending way more money on just groceries for their kids. It's more difficult for them to go to their school functions or their games, their after school programs. It's wild. And the fact that we're being gaslit by our government, it really speaks to the corruption that we're seeing throughout the nation.
Yeah, I want to talk about something else here, too. You're a veteran, correct?
Yes, sir.
Where did you serve? Tell the folks where you served.
I was in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
All right. And what'd you do?
I was Seaburn, so Chemical Corps.
All right. So you served in the United States military. It gives you another bit of respect for this country, doesn't it? See, I'm of the idea that maybe we could be like Israel. Oh, boy, that's going to get me in trouble. like Israel and have young people in America have compulsory service for a couple of years. It might get them more respect for this country overall. Tell them to understand and appreciate America better. Go ahead.
Perhaps that could work, but we would have to make sure that it's not the woke military, right? We can't have, you know, people join the military and they don't know proper roles and responsibilities. They don't understand the constitutional authority that our elected have and the authority that we have. So that's
important. Cannot turn the military into Columbia University. I agree with you there. You can't just set your own rules and not be held accountable. Of course, that's what's happening at Columbia. But what about Veterans for America First? What about that organization? I mean, you look, moms are important, veterans are important, every American voter is important. Tell me about that.
So Veterans for America First is an organization that we're trying to gather supporters, prior veterans, first responders, anybody that understands service to this nation, to come on board and let them know that your oath does not expire. Your civic duty is a part of you being an American citizen, and we need every single person out there getting local, making sure that their voice is heard in the political process.
Yeah, absolutely true. So let me ask you one other thing that's really important. You look at the numbers here, and I'm looking at the numbers here, Real Clear Politics. Donald Trump continues to lead, whether it's in the swing states, head-to-head, or in a five-way race that would include Robert F. Kennedy and others. One of the powering factors here is that black voters, Hispanic voters, traditional voting bases for the Democrat are eroding every single day, because at the end of the day, we still pay the same for milk. Doesn't matter if I'm white and you're black, does it? Milk is what it costs. Yep. Gas is what it costs. Rent is what it costs. It's devastating. An open border puts us all at risk with crime and pressure and people on our streets. What are you hearing in other places, other segments of the community, when it comes to people that have traditionally supported Democrats that are looking for something else?
They're walking away from the Democrat plantation mine slavery situation that's happening over here. They are seeing what is going on. They're feeling it in their pocketbook. They're feeling it at work. They're feeling it in their communities. When you have Democrat-run cities that are removing their community resources and giving it to illegal criminal aliens that have been flown in by our government through this invasion that we're currently seeing. And that is waking Americans up. It's waking up the black Americans. It's waking up Hispanic Americans. And their interest in President Trump has increased, and their support for President Trump has increased about over 500%. And so I think the Democrats are pretty scary. I like to call them demi-communists, because that's exactly what they are. And we should probably call them what they are, because this is exactly what Mao did to take over other countries.
Exactly right, Allie. All right, so the quote that I heard Donald Trump use here a few weeks ago still rings in my ear. Too big to rig. He wants to make sure the turnout, the vote, is so big it's too big to rig, so the Democrats can't mess with it in different places. I'm going to guess you would agree with that, because we hear, you and I probably both hear the same thing. Oh, you know, I don't trust that, I'm not going to vote. If you don't vote, you are giving away your vote to a Democrat. So I want you to encourage the people to do the right thing. I'll give you the last word.
Listen, it is so important for you to be the tip of the spear in your circle of influence. Go out and have those courageous conversations. Tell people what is really going on. Give them solutions, right? Go out and vote. Register to vote. Make sure you're taking 10 of your friends to go out and vote. Chase those ballots, you guys. It is up to us to save it. It has to be too big to rig.
Allie Legg, Director of Civic Engagement, Moms for America, and so much more. Allie, thank you for being here. You come back anytime.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. Good stuff there. Look, she's absolutely right. You have to vote. There's no option here, because we're being attacked every day. The attack on excellence in America, putting our lives, our country's future at risk every single day, all in the name of diversity, standards being lowered everywhere in medicine, engineering, science, and law, just to name a few areas that she was touching on. The American Medical Association has declared that medicine is just white supremacy, and that we must lower the standards for medical school. Same happening in law and other fields. You can read about this in the latest issue of Imprimis, Hillsdale College's free digest of liberty that goes to more than 6.5 million homes. You can get it for free, by the way. Imprimis gives you smart constitutional commentary from conservatives like Victor Davis Hanson. This month, Heather McDonald featured on the cover. Hillsdale's President Larry Iron, also a frequent contributor. If you don't already get it, get it for free, like I said, GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com. Here it is. Be the smartest person in the room. Know what's going on. No cost. No obligation. Hillsdale produces and mails Imprimis, part of its educational mission. GruberForHillsdale.com. Get your subscription today. I'll be back.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.